That's Rabbi Kiva's svara. So Rashi, Rabbi Kiva sav alav malyu, the male of lekin alav. Now v'lav the leket shicha peya nami. It's the same thing the lav about leket shicha peya. The why? Because essay the basrei mikora mashma. The Torah says there's an essay involved. The Torah says don't take it for yourself, but leave it over for the aniyim. Vachi kama akro. This is what the pasuk means to say. V'leket ketsir cholay salaki. What falls off b'shas ketsir when you're cutting down your tefuah? If some part of it falls down, don't take it for yourself. Ella, what should you do with it? Lo ani tazvenu. Leave it over for the aniyim. V'leis salak tenu. Well, don't take it for yourself. Mela Rabbi Kiva holds v'loki olay. If you don't leave it over, but you take it for yourself, you should know you get malchus. V'yein oila b'olov. Therefore, a korban oila does not come for this issur of leket shechapeya. If you did not leave over leket shechapeya, instead you ate it up, you'll get malchus according to Rabbi Kiva, because that's called the good lav. Even though the Torah says right away nasei, but the essay is not after you did the avera. The essay of the pshat is don't do the avera, but do this. But if it falls down the tefuah, don't take it for yourself, but leave it for the aniyim. Let's say you took it for yourself, you did the avera, there's no more kapara for that. So therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, you get malchus. Therefore, korban oila does not come for the avera of leket shechapeya. Since you get malchus, that's the kapara. So what does oila come for? On a regular isser asay, or else a lav shenitikli asay. Rashi, Rabbi Yosef Glili Sava, what does Rabbi Yosef Glili hold? He holds no. Lav de nevela. This lav, the Torah says, don't eat nevela. Af agav di akorchach. Esed the basra mikor mashma, true. That the Torah says, don't eat nevela. But give it to the ger. This mitzvah's essay is before you do the avera. Abahoye lo basra de lav tziv. But since in the Torah it's written, after the lav, first the Torah says, don't eat nevela. Here also, balekat shechapeya. The Torah says, don't take leket shechapeya for yourself. And after that, the Torah says a mitzvah sasein to give it to the ger, or else here to leave it over for the aniyim is tiv a leken alav. Rabbi Yosef really holds you don't get malchus for such a lav. The loy domin alav dechsima. This is not doima. This is not like the famous lav of lav dechsima. That's where the Torah says aboyim yakenu. If you muzzle up your animal when you're working with him, that's the lav the Torah says aboyim yakenu. Now here, this lav of leket shechapein of nevela is not doima to that lav. Ulboa lav oila. Therefore, korban oila comes on the lav of nevela, and who then it comes on the lav of leket shechapeya. For lav the leket shechapeya nami. Afilu arminin the yesed abasra mikori hevi mashma haloki olay. Even though Torah says, don't take the leket for yourself. What should you do? The Torah says, leave it over for the aniyim. So true, this mitzvah essay is not really a lav hanitikli essay. It's an essay that comes before you do the avera. And the Torah is saying, don't do the avera, but rather leave it over for the aniyim. So Rabbi Yosef really holds that's still not doima to the regular lav of lav dechsima, and therefore you will not get malchus for such a lav. Therefore, a korban oila is brought for such a lav. So if you eat the lav in nevela, if you eat a nevela, you don't leave it over for the aniyim, you yourself take it, you're over the lav. But according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you do not get malchus, so therefore it's good that he holds the korban oila comes for this. The korban oila is mechaper for such an avera. Abayi wants to say no. I tell you the kula yalna everybody could hold lav de nevela, lav malyu. Avada, this lav in nevela is a good lav. And avada, you get malchus. Because the Torah says clearly, don't eat nevela. Even though right away the Torah says a mitzvah, give it to the ger. But that's not an essay if you did the avera. That's only an essay to saying, don't do the avera, but do this. But once you did the avera, finish, you did the avera, avada, it's a lav, you get malchus for. That's what Abayi holds. So what's the machlokes then? So if you get malchus, so what's Pshat Rabbi Yosef Glili? Why does he say a korban oila comes for the lav of leket shechapeya? Hey, since you get malchus for that lav, so why does a korban oila come from it? Whenever you get malchus, we say, you know what the kapara is? The malchus is the kapara, not the korban oila. So why does Rabbi Yosef Glili say that by the lav of leket shechapeya, a korban oila is mechaper? So my answer is, v'hocha, v'tazov kamiflagi. Here the machlokes says, the pasuk says tazov. Leave it over for the aniyim. To Rabbi Kiva Sava Tazov Mikora Mashma. The pasuk is Mashma, the leket shechapeya, there's the mitzvah essay, leave it over for the aniyim. Don't take it for yourself. That's the essay. But let's say you went and didn't listen to the Torah. You took it for yourself and you ate it, you're over the lav, and you get malchus. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. For Rabbi Yosef Lili Sava, no. Hashta Mashma, the pasuk is Mashma right now. Even after you took it, still the Torah says, Tazov, leave it over for the aniyim. It's like even though you did the lav, the Torah is telling you after you do the lav, you take it for yourself, there's still a mitzvah saseim. Right away, go and put it back. So since this is called a regular lav and this liyaseh, that's why you don't get malchus, and that's why it's good why a korban eloh comes to be mechaper on this aveiram of leket shechapeya, because you don't get malchus. Since the tazlev means after you took it for yourself, the Torah is saying directly, go put it back again. Still leave it over for the aniyim. So that's called a lav, like gezela. After you stole, the Torah says, go give it back. Here also, after you took the leket shechapeya for yourself, now the Torah is saying, go and give it back to the aniyim. So therefore, it's called a lav on this liyaseh. You do not get malchus for it. That's why it's good why the korban eloh is mechaper on this aver. Rashi says, Abaye omar tekula yal matel you lav denevelo. Everybody holds by nevela, the esfet to give it to the ger is first. Torah says, don't eat it, but give it to the ger. But once you ate it, there's nothing to do about it now. You're over the lav, and avad you get malchus. The lav malyu, it's a very good lav. O malkin alay, according to everybody, Rabbi Yosef Aglila would also be masking, if you eat nevela, you get malchus. Now what's the machlekes by leket shichateya? For hocha betazoiv, hakosiv achar lav, after the Torah says, don't take for yourself, now the Torah says, tazoiv, leave it over for the aniyim. That Rabbi Yosi sover hashtamashma, acha shalokat, the over, aloisasei, once you did the aveiru, this leket shechapeya, the tfua that you left over when you were cutting down, that you were supposed to leave for the aniyim, no, you took it for yourself, the Torah now says, nitko akosav liyasei, the Torah gives you a mitzvah saseh now. And even after you took it for yourself, the Torah commands you, go right away and put it back again, and give it back to the aniyim. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, you do not get malchus, because this is a very good lav on this liyaseh, therefore you don't get malchus for it. So that's the machlokes. If leket shechapeya, when the Torah says tazev oisoi, is the word tazev going on before you take it for yourself, the Torah is saying, leave it over for the aniyim. Or else the tazav is going even after you take it for yourself. Still, you did the avera, but still there's a mitzvah to put it back again. So I'm like, that's pshan of Yosef Lili. Therefore, you do not get malchus for it. That's why it's good, why the korban eloh is mechaper on it. Baratana Rabbon. Keitzad misvada. How does the Kohen Gadol be misvada on Yom Kippur? Ovisi poshati v'chatosi. That's the way he says. Ovisi posh did an avera b'mezid, poshati b'merid a rebelling, v'chatos yadid a b'shogi, v'chein b'seir m'shtalech, the same thing huaymer, v'svadu olav, es kol avoynus b'nei Yisrael, that's avoynus, then es kol p'shiyahim, l'cho chatosim, also avoynus, then p'shoyim, then chatosim, v'chein b'moshu huaymer, same thing the Torah says b'moshu b'enu, noisei ovo en ofesha v'chato, says ovo in first, then ofesha, then it says v'chato. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. That's the way we say vidui. First avoinos, then pshat avisi poshatin chatosi. Trashi v'chein b'sar m'shtolech huaymer avoinos tchila. That means averish did b'mezid. V'yachakach pshoyim what he did b'merid. V'yachakach chatoyim rebelling. The chomer mar mechomer say avoinos elo hasdoinos. Avoinos means something he did b'zodin. He did willingly. The chain of the Pasuk says, he chorus an efeshahi avoy nevo. He did an avery master b'mezid. He knew what he was doing. He has a chi of chorus. Pshoyim elu hamordim. Pshoyim means somebody that's merit, somebody that's rebels a kenega kodesh baruch hu. That's worse than stam zugim b'mezid. Rashi's hamordim oisum lahachis. You do it to get a kodesh baruch hu angry. Lahachis you do it. That's worse. The chain of the Pasuk says, melech moyev poshabi. Master Poshe B, he rebelled against me. The Yoimin Apostle says, Oz Tivsha Livna Beisi. Also, Livna rebelled at that time. Then we say, L'chol Chatosim. What does the word Chatos mean? Elu Hashkogis. That means some doing, not willingly. You do it B'shoikik. The Chain Yoimin Apostle says, Nefesh Kisech Tobishkogo. A person doesn't have ever B'shoikik. So Chatosim goes on B'shoikik, not willingly. For the Gemara, according to the Rabbanon Shita, once we already said vidui, when we asked Hashem to forgive us for the averus we did bezodin willingly, then we even asked to forgive us for what we did a worse lahachis when we rebelled k'neged Hashem. Does it make sense now? Does it make sense now to go and be misvada at the end for shogeg? Something you didn't do so bad. Like usually when you ask for forgiveness, you start at the bottom and you go upwards. Like first you should have said, please forgive me for the least avera I did b'shogeg. Then forgive me for what I did b'mezid. And then forgive me the worst avera b'merit. But why do we say the opposite way? First b'mezid, then b'merit. Then we go back to the easiest one, the shogeg. What's pshat? Gemara says, this is the way it used to be misvada. According to Rabbanu, we would change it around, Taka. And the Rabbanu say, he used to say first, Chotosi. First, I did an Avera b'shogeg. Forgive me for that. Then, v'yavisi. Then, forgive me for the Averas I did b'mezid, willingly. Or then, ufashati l'fonechem. Ani uvesi. That's the way the Rabbanu say. That's the Machoikas Remeya and Rechomin. Do we say first, avisi poshati Chotosi? And that's the Remeya Shita. And according to Rabbanu, no. First we say Chotosi, Ovisi, and Poshati. V'chein b'dobru wayim, the same thing by Dobru Melech says, Chotonu im avoisenu, hevinu hirshanu. Same thing. First Chotonu, I did averis b'shoigi, not willingly. Then hevinu, I did averis b'mezid. And then hirshanu, that's the worst thing. We did it like b'merit, we rebelled, k'neged Hashem l'haches. V'chein b'shloima, the same thing by Shloima Melech says, Oimer, Chotonu, v'hirshanu, maradnu. Rosvevino umershanu. Vichain Badaniel Waimir. Chotonu Vevino Vershanu Umaradnu. So same thing, you see, first you start at the least avera. First you ask forgiveness for the chotonu, for the bishogi that we did, and then we ask for the mezid, and then we ask for the worst for Maradnu. For the Gemara Abazoya Lamal Shana Moshe, Abazoya Shvel, what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean to say when he said, Noise Ovon Bofesh of Chator? That was the riots for Meya. That Mashmino, we say first, Ovon, b'mezid, then pesha, b'merid, and then we say v'chator b'shoigig. I wanted Moshe to say like this. Is Oma Moshe of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe meant to say to Hashem like this. Is Oma Moshe of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. Ribbono shel Olam. B'shoa shel Yisrael choytim l'fanecha. At the times when Klai Yisrael are doing averes in front of you. V'yaisim tshuva. And then later they come and they do tshuva. They ask for forgiveness. Is asay lohem zdoinois kishkogois. That's what Moshe Tzvila was. As if to say, the Yavisi and the Peshati, the bad Averis that we did the Mezid and the Merid, after we do Tshuva, it should blab like Chotasi. It should only blab like we did them B'shoigig. That's what the Seder. But Avada really should ask always B'shoigig first. But just there Moshe asked, that after they did Tshuva on the Shver, on the hard Averis of the Merid and the Mezid, let them a kopon and blind be like Kishkodis. So Kitzitz HaMachlokes, Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, what's the Seder of Idli? Do we say Tako Avisi Poshat in Chotosi? That's Ramei Shita. Or do we let Rabbanan know? First Chotosi. So where it says, Omar Rabba, Bashmuel, Omar Rab, Halacha Kedibra Chomim. We pass them like the Chomim, that first we should say Chotosi Avisi Poshati. Fedigmar Pshita Avadis like the Chomim. Yochid Barab, Halacha Karabim? That's the Klal always. When you have a Machloika, say Yochid, can I get a Rabim? Here it's a Rabim, can I get Rab Meyam? Is Shita we pass like the Rabbim? Gemara says no. Mal the time I would have thought Mistav time with Rameya, it's a svar like Rameya. Why? Why is it more svar like Rameya? So can Messiah like Kroa the Moshe? Because we have a right from the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now there it says, Noisei Ovoin of Noisei Ovoin of Fesha v'Chato. The pasuk says. So the right first we ask for Avoinus. Then for Pshoyim, then for Chatoyim. So the Raya to Rav Meir. So that's why I would have thought that Psak is like Rav Meir. Kamash will know that still we pass with the Rabbanan. Tomorrow says, and why? Because the Pshat is that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't mean to say it in that Seder. He just meant to say, after Klai Yisrael does Tshuva, let it be as if the Averis now are considered as if it was done only B'shoigig. Did Nochis kind with the Rabbah? Our Shlech Tzibah went down in front of Rabba, the Ovid Rav Meir, and he said the Vidui, the way Rav Meir holds. The Targum says, Avisi, Poshati, and Chotosi. Omalei, so Rabba said back to him, Shafkis Rabbon of Yadus Rav Meir? Like, how come? How come you're leaving over the Psak for the Rabbon and the Rabbim, and you're doing like a Yoch, like Rav Meir? Omalei, he answered back, Rav Meir Svirili, I have Rav Meir, can achsiv the Sefer and Reis of the Moshe. Like it says in the Torah, so good host the kashis, why should it be that way? But since that's the way it says in the Torah, that's the way we should say it. Visi, then we say Poshati, then we say Chotosi. So as the Maestro was a hood in Ochis, so you have Tzibur, she mesada b'tfilosa, she yom ha-kipurim, say the Rav Yedoysov, she a Kohen Godel. And there's after the Kohen Abayis, do you have the Kohen Godel? And after the Tzibur, saying over the Avoid of the Kohen Godel, so you should say Hashem, for the Shalom HaPorons Pasenum. Like when we say over the Davening, that's the Mokim at the Korbonus. V'cha, yeah. So that's the Tzibur. Right. Tell the Rabbon, says the Chiper, says now what you have to have a Kaporo, Trashi Vechiper, Masham of a Poroi, Vechiper Badoi Vad Besoi. That was says by when the Kohen Gadol comes to his power, he has to have a Kaporo. What type of Kaporo are we talking about? The Kaporo is the one across the Babel. The Apostle means to say, he has to say Vidui, like we just learned. And with the Vidui, he has to forgive this, that's the Kaporo he gets. We're not talking about now Vechiper bringing the Dam, we're talking about now Vechiper, the Kaporo's Devorim. For the Gemara, how do you know this? You're telling me now the Pasuk means v'chiper just to say vidui. Oy, Einoy, how do you know this? Maybe not like that. Ela kaporos domim. Maybe the Pasuk means to say v'chiper means bring the dam. Bring the zrikas adam, like always. The zrikas adam of the korban, that's the yikum mechaper. So how do you know here to say that v'chiper just means vidui? Maybe it means the dam. And the Gemara, haray any dan. I'll learn it out from someplace else. Nemro kan kapora. Here it says the word kapora, v'chiper. V'nemro lahalon kiporo kapora. It says later also kapora. Ma kapora mura b'seir. Just like the next pasha of the seir, where it says chav kapora there, devorim. It's talking about the vidui. Is af kapora mura b'par devorim. Who are the neros? Was talking about afka by devorim. So Rashi says, nemro lahalon b'seir meshtaleach. Yamad chadaf ne Hashem lechaprolov. And there we know for sure there's no shchita, there's no zrik over there. By the Seir Meshtalech, he just threw it away. So what's the v'chaper over there by the Seir Meshtalech? For sure it means the vidu devorim. So you see, v'chaper, v'kapora means vidu devorim. Saying vidu, that's your kaporim. Here also, by the paroi of the Kohen Gadol, when the Apostle says v'chiper, it means before you do the shchita, first do a vidu devorim. First honor Hashem, chotos, v'isi p'shat l'fanecho, and with that you'll have a kaporim. So the more of Yim Nashach Leima, maybe it's less Mikasha, maybe it's not that way. Maybe the Chiper still means the Zrik is Dam. Hareya Weima, I bring you another Raya. The Pasuk says, V'hikriv Aaron es parachatas ha-shaloi, V'chipa ba'adoi ba'ad beisoi, V'yadayin lo nishchat ha-par. The Pasuk says, V'hikriv Aaron comes near his par, and it says he's going to have a kaporo, ba'adoi ba'ad beisoi, and the Pesukim there didn't get yet to the mitzvah shchita. So you see clearly, even before he does the shchita of his par, still the pasuk says v'chipa badui vad beisoi. How could that be? Elamai v'chipa here means vidui. It means kaporas devorim. So before you make the shchita, he speaks out vidu devorim. That's his kapora. So Rashi, v'im nashach leimer loshiv tshuva al gzeira shova. Maybe you'll have a kasha, not gzeira shova. Don't learn out v'chipa from the seirash to mishtaleach to the parash of Kohen Gadol. I'll leave you another limud. Zu loyma shein v'chiper ella b'man domim abakochem inayu beitayp. I'll bring another raya. Loyef shlemei mohochi. You can't say it means the zrikas adam. Shrei yoyim. The pasuk says v'ikur baron es parachatas hashaloi v'chiper badavad beisoi v'yachakach v'shokhet es parachatas. Then later the pasuk first mentions that you have to go make the shchita. So first it says you have a kapara. Is a kochok v'chiper badoi v'yadayin l'nishchat. The pasuk means you have a kapara even though you did not do a shchita yet. Alma, what do we see? What type of forgiveness do you have here? What type of a kaporo? Alma, kaporo zubit vormi. Havada, we're talking about a kaporo, is the vorm we're talking about. That's a right, the v'chipa here means the vorm. Fred Gemara. Maid yim nashach leima. Like, what do you have to have another raya for? What was wrong with the first gzera shava? Learning out v'chipa, v'chipa from Seir Meshtaleach. That there was no shchita. It was only a kaporo, is the vorm. So here also, v'chitaim, the most like this. Nelef miserah nasmef nim. Who tells you to learn out from the seir meshtaleach? Learn out from the seir that they brought inside the fnim. She kaporosei bedomim. Over there, the kapor was with the zrikas adam. So maybe by the power of the Kohen Gadol also, his kapor is with the zrikas adam. That's why we need a new pasuk. Hareyuay mevechiper for adayin lo nishchat apar. I bring it right from the psukim that talks about by power itself
The pasuk says v'hikrivarum v'chipa badoi vad beisoi, and later the pasuk first mentions to make a shechita. So you see, even before you make the shechita, still there's such a thing. The Aaron has a kapara. How does he have a kapara? El ma'itzaraya kapara is the varim we're talking about. The maru minayin. How do we know shebo ona? How do we know he starts off saying vidu onu Hashem? Starts off with the word ona. How do we know? Nema kan kapara. It says here by his power a losh nes for forgiveness. It says by chariv also kapora. So Rashi says nama kapora b'chariv b'maisa ego ulay achapro be'at chataschem. The Moshe Rabbeinu was mespalo to Hashem, he's been mechapio for the aver of the chetu ego. Now ma lahalan, just like we did by the chetu ego b'ono, he says loshen of ono over there is afkan b'ono. Who did he also by his par Yom Kippur? He also says loshen of ono. Rashi says ma lahalan b'ono ono choto amazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu said ono. He started off with. But just like the kapara by the eagle was with honor, who are then on his power of Yom Kippur is also with honor. Now, how do we know you say honor Hashem? How do you know you have to say Hashem's name? Say the shame of Mepharish. Uminayin Sheb Hashem. How do we know he said the shame? Like the Rashi's honor Hashem. Nemakan kapara. Venemro be'egla rufa kapara. Be'egla rufa, somebody was killed and they found the body outside the city. You bring an egla rufa. And there it says Lashon kapara. Mal halam b'shem, afkan b'shem. Just like Benegla Arufa was done with the shame, here also was done with the shame. Trashi Begla Arufa, Kaper Liamcho Yisrael Shapadiso Hashem, says the word Hashem there. So you see, with the Vidu, it has to be Hashem's name. Here also, by the power of Yom Kippur, it also has to be with Hashem's name. Verse says, the Omra Abai, Bishlei Machariv Miegla Arufa Layalif, we don't learn out from the Chet Hegel, from the Kapara there, from the Indian of Begla Arufa. My the heavy, heavy. Trashi, loyma shiyeshom askos Hashem. We don't learn now to say that what by the ego. There was also Hashem's name mentioned there. Because the Mercer says, my heavy, heavy, Trashi, kfar ovar, v'yeshal asr. Like it happened already, you can't go over again. So it's not negated to learn out one from the other. Egla rufa, telef mecharif, but the kasher is egla rufa, that's a mitzvah's negay ladorois. So bizoy, why don't we learn out from the chet egel? Just like over there, the kapara start off with the lashon of ono. Who are them by Egla Rufa? It's not enough just to say Hashem's name, but also you should have to say Ono Hashem. Why don't we learn out Egla Rufa from the Chet Egel? It's the same way we're learning out the Par Yom Kippur from the Egel and from the Egla Rufa. So you have to say Ono Hashem. Why don't we say the same thing by Egla Rufa also? You have to start off saying Ono Hashem. Maybe some Enoch Nami? Who said not like that? Maybe by the Egla Rufa is also that way. They used to say Tak Ono Hashem. If you are Tanan, we said we learn like this. Hakana Moimrim. Kapel Yamcha Yisrael by the Chet, by the Egla Rufa, the Kanam would only say Kapel Yamcha Yisrael. Vilu Bono Lekomar. Lenech Lama, they did not say Ona. They were not like Kash. What was that Kash? Let's talk a little bit of Shrekai. As Mashu by the Egla Rufa, they did not say the word Ona. So as a Kash, why not? Why don't you learn out Egla Rufa from the Chet Egel? It says Kapora Kapora, that the way he has for Kapora, the Vidui, should be with the Lashon of Ono Hashem. So my blessed by Kash, we don't know why not. In the base of Midrash, you used to answer Baruch Hashem Kibbutz. Tanya Rebbe Yoina. The pasuk says, "Kishem Hashem Ekra." Whenever we mention Hashem's name, is Habagodel Lakenu. We have to give back Dula to Hashem. Is Omalem Moshe Yisrael? Moshe said to Klai, so this is what I mean to say: that Bishor Shani Maskish Moshe Lakodesh Baruch Hu. The time when I say Hashem's name, Atem Habagodel, you have to go give back Shvach to Hashem. In other words, you have to say Baruch Hashem Kibbutz Machus Lalam Vod. You have to give shvach back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chananya ben Achai, Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Zeche Tzadak Levrochem, Omer Lehem, Novel Yisrael, that Bishoshan, Imaske Tzadak Olomim, Atem Tznu Brochem. Zeche Tzadak Levrochem also means at the time when we mention the Tzadak's name, there's need to give back a Brochem. So that's Zeche Tzadak Levrochem. So of course, it's like a Kabbal Chaimah. So when we mention Hashem's name, Havada, we have to go and give a Brocha back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's how we dash him. If Yishem Hashem Ekro, Havagoyd Elokeinu, that goes in the base of Migdish, HaKoponim, you had to answer back when you said Hashem HaMafarish, you had to answer back, Baruch Hashem Kvar Mechusel HaMavoyed. But this is one drosha. Other drosha, the Gemara and Brochas learns out from this, Birchas HaTorah. When we say Yishem Hashem Ekro, when we say Hashem's name, which is the Torah, like the Ramban says that the whole Torah Shabbat is Kula Hashem Ishla HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all made up from names of Hashem. So when we mention Hashem's name, Habagod Lokeinu, first we have to make a bracha. That's the limud to say, Birchas HaTorah is Midiraisa. Right here, the Gemara is saying, Stam, when you mention Hashem's name, the base of Midrash, the Shem HaMafarish, there's name, Habagod Lokeinu, answer back, Baruch Shem Kvar Machusel Olam Vod. All right, stop here.